Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. Follow us on Apple and Spotify. Monday.com Limited, NASDAQ, MNDY, Q2 2023 Results Conference Call, August 14, 2023, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Monday.com Limited had a second quarter fiscal year 2023 revenue of $175.7 million, a 42% increase from the previous year's quarter. The company highlighted its successful release of MondayDB 1.0, describing it as a key development for the WorkOS platform. It facilitates efficient workflow and data-intensive operations due to improved speed and functionality. The company also launched an AI assistant that added new capabilities such as automated desk generation and formula builders and enticed more than 1,600 registrants to the global AI hackathon. The other product, Monday Sales CRM, is now available to half of the company's customers. This increase in product offerings resulted in an impressive 1,656 accounts beginning with their work management product and expanding their portfolios with additional products. Nevertheless, the company faces challenges due to a slowdown in customer seat expansion and is expecting some pressure on NDR, net dollar retention rate, in the second half. Monday.com experienced a healthy stream of customers in the latest quarter, partially thanks to the new customer relationship management, CRM, system and the full launch of its developer platform, Monday Dev. The new Monday DB has allowed for faster load times on large boards, with feedback from customers being very positive. Going forward, this could positively affect customer expansion and usage. As regards net retention rate, decline moderated over the period across all segments, indicating a stabilization and potential upside moving forward. The company's CRM tool was found to attract new users in addition to those already using the work management platform. Consequently, additional seats were purchased for the CRM product, which could lead to greater average contract value, ACV, for the company. Further, the release of Monday DB 1.0 has paved the way for new features and capabilities aimed at all customer sizes. Its introduction has drawn strong interest from developers, indicating the platform's potential. Currently, company's AI assistant is in its initial stages, but is set to give more power to users to control their business operations. The company's CRM system competes with Zoho CRM and HubSpot, but is mostly used alongside Salesforce, especially in large companies. Its unique offering lets users customize according to their needs. As the company continues to expand its product offering, it is considering revising its product packaging to incentivize multi-product lands. This strategic measure reportedly has the potential to drive more enterprise deals and promote top-down sales. Monday Dev, despite being in the early stages, has experienced strong growth and positive customer feedback. The discussion revolved around the potential of a new product by Monday, which is expected to expand within the organization, attracting not just developers but product teams, designers, and analysts alike. Several questions were raised about performance marketing, but it was suggested that the marketing environment has remained largely stable and no significant changes occurred that would affect the prices substantially. Future releases such as Monday DB 1.0 are anticipated to target and offer different use cases, and the feedback received about the new infrastructure is positive. The process of cross-selling was described as both no-touch and soft-touch, with room for improvement and expansion. Finally, interest in the marketplace was identified and viewed as possible opportunities for potential acquisitions or expanding platform capabilities.